so far. Thank you. Let's keep it going. We have one more storyteller this half. Actually, a musician. This gentleman comes to us from the Tuna Week podcast, and he has an amazing stand-up bass with him right now. This is Lloyd King.
I assume the applause is for the bass, because I haven't done anything yet, but thank you. The bass, thank you. All right, so Eric sent me an email and said, we've never met, and he said, you seem like a radical dude, you know? And he didn't know what he was... I mean, I have a radical pedigree, but I think there's regression to the mean. You know, my grandfather was served time, seriously, in the Tsarist prison for trying to foment revolution. And my grandmother used to stand on soapboxes and organize union workers. And my mother joined the Communist Party. She was in the professional branch, which I think means... that they just sat around in armchairs and talked about her. She did more than that, actually. She volunteered in a free clinic, a Panther free clinic, and we had Black Panther meetings in our houses. So I was going to talk about that radicalism, and then something radical happened to me, and all that shit went out the window. So about 2 or 3 days ago, I'm taking a walk by the lake. And I live on the south side, okay? And the view of downtown from the south side is spectacular. It's better than the north side. Sorry, all you north siders. It's better on the south side. And I'm looking at it, and those of you who went to University of Chicago know what I'm talking about. So I'm looking at it, and it's like, oh, my God, it's a beautiful day. And I'm looking at the buildings and the whole skyline and the arches and the spires, and it's like the... fucking Grand Canyon of the Midwest, man-made Grand Canyon. It's spectacular. And I'm just watching it, and I'm so excited, I just spontaneously, out loud, say, that's beautiful. And then I suddenly feel uncomfortable because I'm pretty sure there's somebody watching me and something watching me. And I look down, and just seriously, about 10 feet away, there's a coyote, like, staring at me, like, with attitude. And it starts shaking his head, the coyote, and I'm looking at the coyote, and I'm like, well, what the fuck, you know? I'm from the south side, you know, you can't give me that look without getting a what the fuck, at least, you know? So, and the coyote's like, y'all disappoint the shit out of me. I mean, you may wonder why a coyote's talking like that, but it's a south side coyote. And so I'm like, what are you talking about? And it's like, I seen you there. I seen you admiring that motherfucking skyline. That motherfucking skyline is a joke. And worse than a joke. That shit's going to fucking be the death of us all. That shit's going to destroy the fucking planet. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? That's beautiful. How would you know? You're a fucking coyote. And he's like... I don't even know if it's a he, I should say they. And they are like, listen, I seen your motherfucking skyline, and it's bullshit, and I'll tell you why. It's fucking artifice. You all fucking designers, y'all fucking make shit, and it's fucking gonna kill us all. And here's what's going on. See, humans were okay, right? I mean, we could have joined you all. We could have been the motherfucking dogs. But we're like, no, there's something funny about y'all. Once y'all started making shit, we're like, mm-mm. Steer clear of them motherfuckers. And here's why. So for about, you put on the planet how many? Maybe what, 50,000 years? You know, that's a good amount of time. For the first 49,000 years, y'all was cool. And then, like for about the last 200 years... y'all started, like, going ape shit, making stuff. And it's like, walking was too hard. Oh, we got to make machines that you can drive, and they spew out poison gas, and they fucking destroy the ozone. And I was like, okay. And then he's like, they're like, because once a coyote gets going, you can't stop him, I guess. And the coyote's like... And as if the, you know, you even got lazier. Now it's like driving around is too much. We need self-driving cars, you know? And so you invented AI, which is going to bring about the robot apocalypse, and y'all gonna be motherfucking slaves, and y'all deserve it. You know, you'll be the dogs then. And so then, and finally, you know, he said, and then you, if that wasn't enough, y'all went and made, you invented countries and nations. That's some bullshit. There's no motherfucking such thing as a fucking nation. That is bullshit you all invented, and then you stockpile nuclear arms, and you can destroy the whole planet 20 times over and take us with you. That's what you all been doing with your fucking design, your creativity, and all that activity and shit like that. Y'all gonna blow up the motherfucking world and take us with it. And there's no such thing as a country. No motherfucking such thing as identity. Y'all make that shit up every day. He shook his head, and then the coyote walked away. And you don't know me, but I'm an optimist. My friends call me, you know, Mr. Good News, because I can see the upside of anything. But this kind of got to me, and I'm walking home, and I'm a little pensive. And I get home, and I'm like, coyotes. Fucking coyote. Fucking coyote is right. You know, we are going to wrecked the whole planet. And this kind of bummed me out. And when I'm bummed out, I open up my case and I pull out my beautifully designed base, you know, 4,000 years of culture, and we get this thing. It's slimline, you know. It's got, you can play it in a rock band, you can play it classical, jazz. I mean, it's a miracle. And so, yeah, you know, I'm thinking the coyote's right. If I was born today, I might not have anything to look forward to but one type of apocalypse. And how radical is that? I mean, it's radical enough that the concept of apocalypse, that a meteor could hit and take us all out, that a pandemic could come and knock out 97% of our species. That's radical enough. But that wasn't enough. We had to like double, triple the list by saying, oh yeah, let's put on the robot apocalypse. Let's add nuclear war. Let's, you know, put climate change, man-made climate change. Man-made apocalypse is the most radical invention we've ever come up with. Coyote was right. I kind of think the coyote might have been a reincarnation of like John Muir or some radical environmentalist or something like that. Because they don't usually talk. So I went home, I picked out my bass, and I wrote the song, and this, I dedicate this song to the coyote. It's called Afterlife. When death tracks you down, you can cower and hide. Put on your brave face, you're still gonna die. Blow up like a balloon, you're bound to bust. Life is ashes to creature, death is creature to dust. Unless it turns out there's more to come. If you believe in the afterlife, if you believe in the afterlife, if you believe in the afterlife, some wheels, bought a couple of plots. When the body dies, the spirit rots. You might come back a queen, I might be a hippopotamus. Whatever wakes up won't really be us. And there's no such thing as identity. Don't get give a damn about the afterlife. Don't give a fuck about the afterlife. Don't give a damn about the afterlife. Shooting some pool, drinking bourbon and beers, thinking some songs from our glory years. Heaven's got the climate to put you at ease, but hell's got all the damn best company. If you believe in the afterlife, if you believe in the afterlife, believe in the afterlife.
Lloyd King, everybody. Man, that was hot. Thank you, Lloyd. Great story, great song. Oh my God, great bass. If you guys see any coyotes out there, tell them to get the fuck away. This is a people place. No offense to any coyotes in the audience. If they've learned to morph into people type form like some kind of animorph, that's okay.